You guys like coming here?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, are you guys gonna come back?
Yeah.
All right, we can't wait to see you guys.
I am loving this place. It gets me up and out of the house early in the morning, keeps me out all day. I met a new best friend over here. This is my new best friend. And we're just having a wonderful time.
Welcome to another episode of Inside Recreation, where we talk about all the wonderful things happening here at Montgomery County Recreation. This is our first video episode. We are so excited to be filming here at the new Silver Spring Recreation and Aquatic Center, which held its grand opening just a couple of weeks ago in late February. I am your host, Carmen Berrios, and with me today, we have two very special guests. We have Carrie Hedden, who's manager of aquatics here at Recreation, and Angie Walker, who is program manager here at the Silver Spring Recreation Center. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
All right. Silver Spring, it is like the most exciting thing that has happened in recreation in a long time. This is a beautiful building. We're so excited to be here today. Let's talk a little bit about the logistics of it. So tell me about where the building is located and how I can get here.
Okay, so the building is located in downtown Silver Spring. The address is 1319 Apple Avenue, Silver Spring, Maryland. We are about a 7-minute walk from the Red Line Metro, which is the Silver Spring exit. We are definitely pedestrian friendly. We are located about a block away from the Cameron Street Garage. That's the number 7 garage in downtown Silver Spring.
Right. So you mentioned the garage. So there's no parking attached to this building, right?
Correct. All Everything is street parking or garage parking only for our facility.
And is it free?
It is free on Sundays, but during the week, the garage is $1 an hour and street parking is metered parking only.
Okay. So we encourage those who can walk here to take advantage of all of that and get here by those ways or take public transportation, right? So Ride On comes through here. Metro Bus comes through here as well. There's also the Silver Spring Circulator that does a free loop through downtown Silver Spring, which leaves you right here in front of the building. But if you have to drive, you're going to park. And you do have to make sure that you pay those fees accordingly. What if I'm just looking to drop somebody off? My kid is coming here for something, or maybe not my child, right? Because if it's a child, you should be walking them into their class. Yes, but if it's another adult, you want to drop them off. Is there a way to do that?
You can actually come down Apple Avenue and drop someone off. We have a drop-off circle, but it is not for parking. It is drop-off and pick-up only. But I will recommend that it's probably easier to park in the parking garage if you are able, rather than putting yourself in a situation of, you know, going through the roundabout.
So the loop is available. Yes. We try to reserve that for the folks who truly need it. So if you can park, whether it's street parking or garage parking, we recommend that.
Yes.
So this is kind of different, right? This building has 10 floors of senior housing owned by the Housing Opportunities Commission above us. They are our neighbors. And that's not something that you see at most recreation centers, right, Carrie?
Correct. So this is a one of a kind for Montgomery County Recreation. It includes the swim center, and then the recreation side of us. We also have our seniors with the 10 floors of seniors. We have a large senior population coming through. And so our senior center is pretty robust with a food program as well as programming throughout the day, in the evening and on the weekends as well for seniors, to help accommodate that, as well as programming for kids and teenagers. We have an open gym space.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the programming in just a few minutes, but I wanted to talk about, like, how did this happen, right? Like, sure. How did it come to be that we are in a building that is owned by Housing Opportunities Commission, which is just an in the center of downtown Silver Spring? Like, that doesn't happen by surprise.
Correct. So they had reached out to us. HRC was starting this project to rebuild over here, and they came to the rec department and asked if we'd be willing to help them with their amenities, right, to bring something to the population of Silver Spring, in particular to their residents. It started out with a simple, you know, we'd like to put a pool here. And we're like, we don't really do a small size, right? We need something bigger. And so the project just kind of went to where it is today, right, with the pool and the gym and the kids' play area and all that kind of stuff. Just grew from that one idea. And it was great to partner with HOC to provide opportunities to these residents. And then the Holy Cross is here. Mm-hmm. And so it's great. There's actually a primary care office, physicians that take all sorts of insurance right here in the building. And so it's a great collaboration partnership and kind of a one for all for the residents of this area to come and visit with us.
Yeah. So you really, as a resident or a user of this facility, you really have access to a lot of services that maybe you wouldn't typically get in a normal recreation or aquatic center.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about this building, because it is really different from anything else that Montgomery County Recreation has. It is, as we like to say, four floors of fun. All right. So the first floor, right, you come into a beautiful lobby. There's the viewing area where you can oversee the aquatics area. And then there's the social hall. So, Carrie, tell me more about the social hall.
Right. So we have a beautiful social hall. It can hold about 200 people. And we also have attached to the social hall is a kitchen.
You can also use it when you have a rental, right? Mm-hmm. So rentals, your caterer can come in. They can keep food warm if they need to. You can't cook in there with rentals, but you can keep your food warm, store things, refrigerator, freezer, ice machine, all those things. So really make your event kind of a full service, awesome wedding, bar mitzvah, quinceañera, whatever it might be.
Yep. And we plan on having cooking classes, which I think Angie will talk a little bit about, but cooking classes in there for kids, adults.
Awesome.
Yeah, for private rentals for the social hall, we can have 150 people maximum. So there's 19 round tables for use in the social hall.
All right. Different uses have different capacity levels depending on what you're using, what you're doing. Makes sense. Okay. So the second floor has our, what I call the activity floor, right? So it's your gym, it's your fitness room, and the studio's in there as well. And my favorite part of this building, which is the indoor playground. So let's talk a little bit about all of those things.
So we have a nice gym that is obviously full-size basketball. It's also lined for volleyball, pickleball, badminton. We also have on that level the kids' play area. It started out as just like a big open play area. We decided that we wanted to have an actual like structure in the space. And so it's a full-on playground. So it's one of those,
the playgrounds you see inside maybe a mall, but like to a whole nother level.
Yeah, it actually has slides, climbing features. So it's actually, as a mom, right, it's exactly where I'd bring my kid on a rainy day or a super hot day. And that's open all the time when the building is open.
Okay. And that's for ages 2 to 5. 2 to 5, right. So we want to make sure everyone is safe while they're using that space.
Yes.
So tell me about the fitness room too, because I'm very excited about this.
So we have everything you can think of, treadmills, ellipticals, bikes. We have free weights here, all the weight machines. We found this company. We have some extra games. And so we actually have some real interactive, light up, touch it, move it type of games. So it's not just your ordinary stationary.
So fun ways to kind of stay engaged while you're working out.
Yes.
Very cool. And then you have a dance studio.
Yeah, we have a dance studio where we'll hold our yoga classes and
ballet
and all that good stuff. Yep.
Fun. Okay, so that's the second floor. Correct. The second floor is also where Holy Cross is located, right? So if you're coming here for primary care services through Holy Cross, they're located on the second floor of our building. And you enter Holy Cross through the main entrance for the recreation center.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so let's go to the third floor. What's on the third floor?
So third floor, where we actually are sitting, is our classroom space. So we have two conference rooms. We have a game room. And so the game room is where our ping pong tables are, our pool tables. We have a sit-down soccer game that's a little different.
You can play. Also have that video game that is powered by
the bicycle.
Bicycles, right?
Yes.
So tell me about that, because that's so fun.
Yeah, so it's same thing with the extra games. Like, we wanted to try to bring exercise that was fun and engaging. So this one, you sit on the bikes and you have to pedal in order for the controllers to work. So we're having all that. It's halfway installed. We still have a couple more things. We also have a unit that's going to flash up on the screen that's mobile. It'll go against the wall, and it's like real interactive. It lights up.
So the third floor also has the community lounge, which is a really cool space also. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so we have a community lounge where it's full. It has tables and chairs for game playing, activities, card playing. It also has some sofas. I believe there's the pool table in there and a ping pong table, so you can do a little of that as well. But it's really just meant as a gathering space. It's opened from, 6 in the morning till 9 at night when we close, 9 to 5 on the weekends. It's just a space where everyone can come. Kids can do homework. right? Parents can come with their kids and and relax.
Places to plug in cell phones, maybe charge them while you're in there. Great. Okay. Yes. And so the main level, the star attraction of this facility is the bottom floor, which we lovingly call P1, and P1 is the pool area. So tell me about.
Yeah. So the whole idea of this building started with just a pool, right? Just a simple 6-lane, 8-lane pool. We ended up with a 25-yard swimming pool with 4 diving boards, 2 1-meters, 2 3-meters, a rock climbing wall, which is the only facility
in the pool.
In the pool. Yeah, it's an aquatic climbing wall. It's in the deep end of the water.
Wow.
It's the only one that we have in Montgomery County facilities. So that's a fun addition. There's also a shallow water 3-lane lap pool, right? And it's warmer water. So it's designed for those individuals that need warmer water. They're not doing quite as strenuous exercises.
So like if your doctor sends you to rehab and they're like, you know, go walk in a pool, that's the pool where you want to go do that. It's warm and it's shallow and you can really do those rehab type things in that water.
Yeah, I believe it's only 3.5 to 5 feet. So it's walkable all the way. It has a ramp entrance. It's beautiful. It sits in a really pretty location.
And then the funnest pool of all.
Yes. We have a kids pool. It has 3 little slides for the kids to use. It has overflowing features, buckets, tumble things. And we also have a really shallow splash pad. So the water picks up for those kids, right, who aren't quite ready for the bigger pool. There's a lot of activity down there for them to do as well.
And that has like a zero depth entry, right?
Yep. So yeah, there's a ramp to that one. And then that one area is really shallow. So we have that. We also have a classroom down there for our lifeguarding classes. Eventually birthday parties when we start planning those will be held down there. We have 2 hot tubs, spas,
nice,
whatever you call them. Right. And so they're rather large, one by the leisure pool, one by the rec pool.
And so I want to talk about the locker rooms a little bit because it's not like an amenity that people come for, but we did something really special here. So tell me about that.
Yes. Yeah, so we're so happy to have 5 cabana style family changing rooms, individual changing rooms. There are 5 different, 5 rooms, and they all come with their own toilet, sink, and shower. And so a family can go in there. So anyone can use them. And then the locker's on the outside of it. So you can use it, and then you can still secure your belongings so people don't have to wait for the next time that they have to use it. We also have our traditional locker rooms, but those are especially needed. And it was one of the best things that we could have put down there for families and for those individuals that need that special changing space.
All right. So now that we know how amazing this building is, let's talk about all the great programming that we have in here. So the RecFit, right, free in 23, more in 24 card, which is the card that kind of gets you in to the fitness centers, the open gym activities, and
the game room.
Mm-hmm. So that card is valid here, right? It's valid at all recreation centers. So this one included?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And so I can go to open gym activities, which is if it's open for my age group, I can come in and play whatever activities happening in there. I can go to the fitness room and I can use the game room all free of charge for county residents.
Yes.
Okay. And that schedule, where can I find that schedule for drop-in activities?
So for drop-in activities, we actually have it posted online on www.mocorec.com. There's also plenty of handouts at the community center itself where you can just take a copy. And we actually have it on the television screens that are located behind the front desk and outside of the social hall.
So the information is kind of available in a lot of different places and it changes. So we want people to make sure that they're checking the schedule to make sure that the activity you're looking for is happening when you come here. We also have a robust senior center program, right? So this is a full service senior center. This will be the 8th full service senior program that Montgomery County Recreation offers. So with that, you have programming between 9 and 4, maybe a little bit longer here for seniors.
Yeah, we have traditional hours of, where a lot of things or activities are going to be taking place between 9 and 4, but we're also going to be shooting for programming for all hours that the facility is open. So we're looking to have afternoon and evening and weekend programming just as much as the standard 9 to 4 programming.
And how does the county define a senior? Who can participate in senior activities?
It is different for different programs. For the senior congregant meal program, it's ages 60 and up. For programming for classes and programs, it's ages 55.
55 and up.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then for the pool, so you can come to the pool. Do I pay for the pool? Is it covered under my free pass if I'm a county resident? How do I use the pool?
So the pool is not included with your RecFit card.
Okay.
The pool, there will always be a fee associated with it, whether you're coming to lap lane swim or go swimming with the rec times with your kids or your family. There's going to be a fee associated with it, or classes and programs that you can sign up for with our aquatics.
All right. So folks can either pay daily admission. County residents get a discounted rate on daily admission, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then if not paying daily admission, you can sign up for a membership, right? And there are different passes that folks can sign up for. Or if you sign up for something like swim lessons, and obviously those get you access to the pool. So real quick, when people come to swim, it's not kind of come at any time, right? There's a schedule for it. So if I'm coming to do lap swimming, or if I want to come with my young children, what am I looking for on the schedule?
So if you're coming for lap swimming, it is available almost all day long, right? The pool opens at 6:30 in the morning for lap swimming, and 8:30 it closes down. So there should be lap swimming available all day long. If you're looking at our schedule, which is posted online at mocarec.com as well, and we have some printed copies at the facility, the blue on the schedule, if you have color, is splash time. And so splash time just means that not everything is open, just that leisure pool area where all the fun kid features are. Rec swims means the entire facility. So the diving boards are open. The rock wall may be open. The kid pool, there'll be open space to swim in some of the other areas. And just to preface that, you know, we try to get everything open. They're, you know, still working on the lifeguard staff. There's still a shortage out there. So sometimes not everything is open as advertised, but we will do our best to do so. And if you want to become a lifeguard.
I was going to say, yes, so I'm please. Glad you mentioned it, right? Yes. So there's a national shortage of lifeguards. Mm-hmm. So we are always hiring for lifeguards. So if you're interested, there's more information on the website. We've mentioned it a few times, but I think it's important to mention it again, mocorec.com, M-O-C-O-R-E-C. .com. There you can find hours of operations. There's maps on how to get here to the Silver Spring Recreation and Aquatic Center. There's information on parking, plus all of the swim schedules and the open gym schedules. All of it's posted up online. Okay. If someone needs to call, someone wants to talk to someone, get a little bit more information, what's the phone number here?
The main desk phone number is 240-777-6900.
All right, guys, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. It was so much fun talking about the new center. We hope that you guys all get an opportunity to make your way out here and join us for some fun. Until next time, we'll see you in a few weeks for the next edition of Inside Recreation.
Thank you.
Thanks.